Hello?
Hi, I was looking to speak with Mr. Roger M***ney.
Yeah, this is him. Who's calling?
Well, hi, Roger. My name is Phil McCrevis. I'm calling from Blockbuster Video. How are you today?
What? Blockbuster Video?
Yep.
Blockbuster Video doesn't exist anymore. Do you guys go out of business?
Well, yeah, that's true. The company did file for bankruptcy a few years back, and almost every location has closed down, except for this one. We're still here alive and kicking in Bend, Oregon.
Okay.
I bet you thought you'd gotten away with it too, huh? You degenerate.
What do you mean, gotten away with it? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about stealing our movie, sir.
Well, I haven't stolen your movie, so I don't know what.
Okay, all right. How about we go for a jog real quick? Let's jog your memory. I'm talking about February of 2013. You rented Saving Private Ryan on VHS. Does that ring a bell?
Maybe. I don't remember. What does it have to do with anything?
Well, you did.
Okay, I did. Wow. Yeah. A lot of people rented movies back then.
And I'm calling to inform you that it is officially late, and as per our late return policy, it's $1 for each day after the due date. So you owe us $2,438 in late fees.
What? $2,000 for a movie?
$2,438 to be exact. So would you like
to send
a check?
I don't care how much it is. That's ridiculous.
Would you like to send us a check, or would you prefer to pay via credit card? I can take your information over the phone.
You're calling me about a movie that I supposedly rented years back, mm-hmm. and you've been charging me fees, and now you want me to pay?
Yeah, well, we've been going through all of our records and trying to locate our missing inventory and recover any stolen goods, and frankly, we need that movie back. Saving Private Ryan
have it. So you're out of luck.
Okay, so now you're telling me you don't have it, so I'm going to tack on another $25 on top of that $2,438.
Oh, my God. Tack on all you want. You're not getting $2,000 for a movie that I don't even remember renting.
Well, if you're not going to pay, then we'll have to report you to collections. And I'm going to send one of our employees out to come repossess it from you.
You're going to fly out an employee mm-hmm. all the way here in order to get a movie back.
Yeah.
Oh, this is insane!
Yeah, well, it's not just any movie, sir. It's Saving Private Ryan. Tom Hanks, Matt Damon, Vin Diesel. It's a classic.
Oh,
you've stolen it.
Look, your stores are shut down. I just figured once it's shut down, that you don't need it back.
Okay.
You're not going to re-rent it.
You're making excuses, sir. It's called theft. And newsflash, it's illegal.
I am not a thief. I did not steal your movie, okay? So look, this is why your company went over, is because of policies like this.
Uh-huh.
You don't even understand where your own inventory is, and now you're just claiming that the customer is at fault.
Look,
that is
Roger,
why your company went under.
Okay, we can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way. It's your choice.
There is no easier hard way. This is ridiculous. There's going to be no way to do this.
Let me just say this. The last guy who refused to pay their late fee had his house burned down. You think that's a coincidence? Probably, right?
You're threatening me now? You're threatening my own, like, my home, my livelihood, my life?
No, no. I'm just saying it's bad luck. Maybe Blockbuster Karma got him, so...
Bad luck. Don't even bring it, okay? I'll call the police right now.
I'll call the police right now on you.
I'll call the FBI.
I'll call the FBI on you.
I'm calling on you.
I'm calling on you.
I'm calling on you.
Well, I'm calling on you.
Because... I'm calling you right now.
Oh, well, you're on the phone with me right now, so you're obviously not calling right now. Listen, this has gotten a little bit out of hand, and I suggest that you do the right thing. You return the movie, and of course, rewind it before you do, okay?
You're not getting anything from me, because I have nothing to give you!
Send the movie back, and remember to be kind, rewind, bitch.
What did you just say to me?
I said, be kind, rewind, bitch. You think just because I work at Blockbuster, I won't cut you?
What in the world? What are you?
I work at the last. Listen to me. I work at the last Blockbuster on Earth. You know what I've had to do to keep this business going? I'm loco, and I want my movie back.
You can't talk to me like that.
I'm a man at the end of my rope. You don't want to know what I'll do to collect my late fees. I have your address on file. I know where you live. I will fly to your house, break up your marriage, marry your wife, and adopt your kids, Ryan and Carly. And then
what?
I'll take them to Disney World, where we'll all share a scone. Is that what you want, Roger? Because I'll do it. Do you want me to create lifetime memories with your family? I'll do it!
How do you know my kids' names, you psycho?
Oh, because your wife told me. That's how.
What? What do you mean my wife told you?
Because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you and your wife set you up.
What are you talking about?
It's a joke.
What's the joke?
This whole thing. She says that you guys found an old VHS tape in your closet and she thought it'd be funny to prank you about it.
Oh my God.
No, my wife did this.
Yeah, well, really, you did it to yourself by not returning that video way back in the day.
I thought you were serious. I started to freak out.
You should be freaked out. There is one more Blockbuster store left, and now you're on their radar. I'd be scared.
Well, tell Blockbuster to bring it.